Today's episode is going to be kind of brief and just give you a rundown of what's going on in my life with my faith, my health, my fitness, and families. Hey there, I'm Ashley, mom of four and creator of Reps and Redemption. Join me as I share my passion for health education, explore all things fitness and nutrition, plus share a little faith-filled homemaking along the way. If you're a mom ready to build strength and live a life of epic redemption, this podcast is for you. Let's get after it. Maybe this is something that you can do to really get your life back on track. Maybe you're in a similar situation or season where things have been kind of go, 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 or maybe you've been recovering from something. I know a couple of you have. For example, a few of you have just had babies and you're recovering from those first few weeks of having a newborn. Some of you are recovering from races, you know, 5Ks, and I think there was somebody that was doing a 15K. And then there's some of us who've just been kind of go, go, go with no plan, like myself, yours truly. And what I am going to do moving forward, and actually this coming weekend, I am going to list on one side of a piece of paper all the things that I must do, those things that need to get done that cannot get done without myself. So what that would mean is obviously the only one who can do Bible reading or spiritual faith walk with the Lord Jesus is myself. No one can do that for me, right? So that's definitely priority number one. My marriage and my relationship with my husband is priority number two. And then taking care of and connecting with my children and teaching them about the Lord. And then also having healthy foods on hand. Really, that's in my scope of care and also taking care of the home. Then I would say in that bucket of all those few things, there's really not that many, but it is kind of a lot of work, as we know, as stay-at-home moms and homemakers. I need to take care of my home, but also I need to take care of my health. No one else can exercise for me, right? So no one can really take care of your faith walk or your marriage or your kids or your health better than you can, and really no one else can do it for you, right? So if the things that I have in that bucket, and then at the end I probably would put this podcast because I am the host of Reps and Redemption. I do believe the Lord led me to podcasting, but if you thought about it, really any one of you could host your own podcast. And I'm a very strong believer that if you feel called to speak or you're passionate about any subject, that you should consider it because it's absolutely awesome and it is time consuming. But like I mentioned, I could also have, like I have interviews on the show. It's not an absolute 110%, but this is my passion project. So I'm going to list those on the left side of the page. And on the right side of the page is like everything else. So everything else outside of those faith, family, fitness and health, homeschool. I think I missed that, but that goes in the family bucket. And then this passion project. You know, anything else goes on the right side, and then I really need to pick and choose very carefully with wisdom and prayer what else to put in that bucket, because I'm going to be honest with you, I have felt stretched so thin, and it's really, I've done it to myself. I'm a huge planner. I love talking about planning. I talked a lot about it last year, and I really just feel like even since the holidays and starting jiu-jitsu, actually, I've just kind of like thrown things to caution to the wind and just said, oh, I'll figure it out. And that worked for maybe 2 or 3 months. And now here we are in May. Two of my daughters, their birthdays are in May. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's already May. And I feel a little bit out of my element and out of my realm of the things that I can do and I control. And then also just taking on a lot of other things that maybe I don't need to. So I hope this episode encourages you to list things out, maybe even mentally. You don't have to do any of this. That actually goes along with the show. You don't have to do any of this, but even just think about, you know, is there anything in your life that's been overwhelming you, stressing you out? Is it just, maybe it's partially of where I'm at, like not having a plan. Like when I sit down to work, what exactly am I working on? I haven't really planned that out. So when I sit down to work, I'm already like, oh my gosh, it's Thursday. I should have recorded my show yesterday. And here we are. That's just an example. It's kind of like walking into the gym and not having a plan. You won't really see progress if you don't know what you're going to do and you walk into the gym like that all the time. It's not going to happen the way you expect it to. And I will say there is a time, a place, a season to just walk into the gym and get some peace and quiet and lift some iron and, you know, go about your day. There is definitely a time and a place of that for that. Speaking of iron, I'm going to move on quickly here and make this episode short and sweet, and I hope it encourages you. Speaking of iron, like I just said, I did blood test with my husband. We both did our blood test and we did Inside Tracker. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. So basically you purchase this kit and then they test for like a lot of different things. I really want to dive into the blood test itself because there's a lot of things I wanted to share with you that I've learned about myself just from getting this blood test done. So basically you would get a script at Quest or, you know, your local blood draw place, and then you would send it in and then you would download the Inside Tracker app and in turn get back all the things that you needed to work on to improve your, for me, athletic performance and my overall health as a 39-year-old woman with 4 kids, and I want to be in optimal shape and perform at my highest level, higher than I did in my 20s when I played college softball. That is my own personal goal. So iron stores for me are very, very low. And I am, you know, I chatted with a friend of mine, a new friend that I made at jiu-jitsu. She is also a mom. Sarah, shout out to you. Can't wait to have you on the show. If you listen to this, I'm not going to tell you I said this because I don't want to be pushy. But I was really freaked out and I sent her my results and she was also shocked that my iron was this low. So I am going to be supplementing nutritionally with, you know, eating a little bit more red meat, eating more like higher greens, higher content rich foods in iron, and also taking a liquid iron supplement. I'm going to dive more into this with some of the guests we're going to be having on the show in the next few weeks, but it kind of makes sense because as I let you all know, I started jiu-jitsu in September. I absolutely love it. I still love it, but I have felt a shift. And I do believe a lot of it is the Lord putting things in their proper place. Because if you're anything like me, high achieving, you want to work out, you want to take care of your kids and your family, things can get off balance really quickly if you aren't careful, especially if you enjoy exercise and you enjoy a sport, a martial art like jiu-jitsu. So before my first competition, I mentioned this on the show before, I was feeling very exasperated, I guess you could say, like almost like a panic attack and like I was going to be sick. And I really was confused because I wasn't afraid of the actual jiu-jitsu part of it. I had the confidence to do it even though I had only been training for 6 months. But I also accepted the fact that the female that I was fighting was probably going to be more advanced at her white belt stage than I was. And my goal was just to survive, if not, just not get submitted. So, and I ended up being submitted twice and losing by points twice. And I can accept that. It's a very humbling sport for sure. But I was very shocked as to how my body was responding, like almost like I couldn't breathe. Now, prior to that, every day at some point, I feel fatigue, dizzy, and I kind of just chalked it up to, okay, I still have a baby and I'm not sleeping that much. But it turns out that my iron levels and my ferritin are very, very low. So I'm addressing that issue personally. And I wanted to share that because I think there are some of you, some listeners that are like, you know, how are you doing all this? And, you know, in the fitness thing and the faith thing, look, I am dropping the ball in some places and I will be the first person to say that. I love to hit my protein. I do a lot of people for some reason, I'm not sure where this came from, but people in, you know, my daily circle were shocked to know that I eat carbs. I'm like, I make sourdough bread. Of course I eat carbs and a lot of fruit and a lot of veggies. I eat about 225 grams of carbohydrates per day. I do need to bulk up the greens in my life for sure. I've always struggled with that. I'm not like a huge greens person, but I do enjoy spinach in a smoothie, so I'm going to figure out a few tasty ways. But this low iron thing really contributes to the fact that I felt so tired, fatigued, dizzy. Like I go to pick up my little boy and he feels too heavy. It's like, really, what's going on here? And I had a few thoughts before my competition and then even after. We didn't do our blood work until like 2 or 3 weeks after, but a lot of things were brought to light with this. And so I have been trying to recover more and then also really get my iron up, which part of the exasperated feeling and not being able to breathe feeling comes because my, you know, oxygen transport, my MCHC is also low. So my endurance score came back kind of low. I was like, what the heck is going on? I am an athlete, you know, and so this is a humbling, really experience for me as well, that I talk a lot about nutrition. I talk a lot about hitting your exercise, you know, just getting started. And I wanted to share this because my oxygen transport is low is because my iron's low. So I don't have enough iron in my blood. Red blood cells don't have enough iron to transport the amount of oxygen my organs need to function at their full potential, if you're following me. Now, like I said, I'm going to have some guests on the show that can explain that further. But I wanted to share this with you because I think it is very interesting. I've never had my blood work done like this, and I think it really allows you to see what's going on more on the inside. You know, I was also one of the symptoms, one of the side effects, I guess, if you will, of having low iron was having heavy chest pains. Now, a lot of people, when I say that, like my friend who's a nurse, another friend of mine who's a holistic practitioner, you know, they were like, oh, so your periods are really heavy. They're actually not. They're very light because of all the activity that I do. And my other friend who I sent my blood results to was like, I'm surprised you don't feel like dog poop all day because of how low your iron is. So I have really felt a lot better in the last 2 weeks since I've taken a few steps towards getting out of this low zone with my iron and really getting my body back to where it should be for my iron binding level and my oxygen transportation and really my iron storage too. I really want to be at my fullest potential when it comes to health and fitness, but also some of this could possibly be the overtraining aspect that I've shared with you guys before on the show. There are some ways we can overtrain and not really recover from the things that we do on a daily basis. And the way that I was training for our first as a family jiu-jitsu competition probably was not the wisest way to do it, only because I am a mom of four. I have a lot of other goals and things on my plate, and I need to prioritize things correctly. And there's nothing wrong with being able to only work out 3 to 4 times a week. For me, I'm shifting now from this like go, go, go mindset. And this, I feel like this happens to me like once or twice a year where I'll get in like a, oh, I can do it all. I'm, you know, without saying that, without even thinking it, like I just start acting like a superwoman and I'm not. I am human. I am a human woman. And I need sleep and recovery, and I need lean red meat, and I need to eat more iron-rich foods, and I need to take an iron supplement and get 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. So if you can relate, I hope this encourages you, my own, you know, trials and mistakes. And I think it's important too for us to be open to making mistakes and being, you know, we think we're doing it right and then something happens and we're like, oh, well, I didn't know that. And I think it's kind of like before you have kids, you can't really prepare everything because you don't know, you haven't experienced it. And for me, it's like I never experienced like a combat fight before. And so, you know, I think I'm doing all the right things, but I'm really overtraining and working against myself. And it just wasn't fantastic. And there was another competition coming up. And my husband and I just decided, you know what, for what? Right now is not the time. We have too much on our plate. All of us need a break and we need some peace in our life. And I know, speaking of peace, I wanted to share that. I know we were going over the fruits of the Spirit. I have not forgotten. So the next few episodes, I am going to work in a little bit about patience. That's the next one that I need to talk about. But I think that it's okay to wait on God's timing and that we should wait on His timing. And we don't have to do it all right away all the time. And I'll give you another example. I'm really passionate about this topic that Reps and Redemption is, family, faith, fitness, and all of that. I really would love to start a YouTube channel, but I know that right now is not the time to do that. I would just be shoveling things on and not being able to finish them well. And I feel kind of like I'm in that place with this show, and I don't believe I'm supposed to quit this show. And I know that a lot of you might feel that way in your life with some things. And I think we just need to remember that we don't have to do anything. We don't have to sign up for that thing. We don't have to do it because they're doing it. We don't have to train that way because they're training that way. You don't have to train the way I train. You don't have to mom the way that she does it. We don't have to read that book because our in-laws read it. We don't have to do any of these things. We only need to take care of the things that God has given us. And then if we have a little room and a little space and we're in agreement with our spouse, we can add a few things on that might be beneficial. But I know it was Paul in the Bible that said, you know, anything is good or can be good. I'm trying to, my husband would be excellent at this, but anything could be good and useful, but not beneficial, right? So what is beneficial right now as we're entering the end of spring and the beginning of summer? Is it doing a lot and going, or is it maybe slowing down, having days at home, or having days you just go to the gym and that's all you do and your kids get to go play for an hour or two and you get that break that you need to work on your fitness and maybe read a little bit if you bring your Bible or a book, and you do what is going to really alleviate some tension and stress in your life. And ultimately, it will not only be for your good and God's glory, but the benefit of your family. So I wanted to update you on that. As far as a 9-month-old baby boy, he is thriving. He does not care to count his calories. He is very chunky and cute. He is only waking up now once a night. So praise the Lord. Thank you, God. So I'm not sleeping like completely straight through, but I am getting like a 3 to 5 hour stretch. It just kind of depends on, you know, if I stay up a little too late, which I need to improve, and I'm currently learning about how important sleep is to recovery. Now, I think this topic is super, super touchy because as a mom with a new-ish baby, 9 months in, 9 months out, okay, not that new, but still, I think it's touchy because especially like if you're in this under 1 year old stage, it's like, don't tell me how important sleep is. Like I know, and I'm not getting any, right? And you're like, okay, everybody, like whoever's talking about sleep, whether it's an expert on, you know, a podcast that you're listening to or a friend or a mentor, and they're talking about sleep, you're like, I get it. I would love to sleep. Thank you so much for your wisdom. But we're just not in that season. And, you know, I have learned, and I just talked to a guest the other day who's actually a listener of this show. And you learn in this season of having littles and having even older kids to rely on God more and more each day with each breath, with each step. And I think that's where I got a little bit, wonky with priorities because I was relying on my own strength. And we tend to do that, right? Like I'll do that for a day or two and then be like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? What was I doing? Back to my normal routine of seeking the Lord first, whether it's in the morning or I have to wait until I go to the gym and I, you know, do a little bit outside in the sauna and read my Bible, however I decide to do it, like, let's not forget that we are not meant to do it all, hear it all, and be it all for everyone. And I hope that that encourages you. I normally have a ton of notes and topics that I want to cover during the show, but because I've had the last 2 weeks of, I think it was like 10 days of no episode, I wanted to just reach out to you all, encourage you to slow down a little bit. And I would love to hear from you. I have a lot of guests coming on the show in the next few weeks that I will be publishing, but I would love to hear from you. Feel free to email me at repsandredemption@gmail.com. What topics are you most passionate about right now when it comes to your faith, your family, and your health and fitness? I would love to know. And I have been also baking a lot, so I wanted to side note that. Like, I've really gotten the knack of sourdough and baking and making all kinds of things, but I mainly make regular sourdough bread, jalapeno cheddar, bagels, you know, all different flavors, and then these brown buttered sourdough discard cookies. And one of the things that I am doing with this, and I need my husband's help because math has never been my strong suit, but I love being able to figure out the macros for my sourdough bread, because when I am tracking, which I haven't since we've been back from Florida, so that's another thing. A lot of things are out of whack, but when I am tracking, I love being able to have one or two slices or a piece, or, you know, how many grams it is, and then be able to put the protein, the fat, the carbs in and really keep track of that. Let's see. As far as training goes, let's see. I went a little bit on the family side with my baby. We took a family trip to Florida, but my husband was taking a class while we were at my parents' house, and that was really nice. Gosh, all my kids love the water, and I really need to give that to the Lord because I get really nervous around, like, the pool and water, but they had a blast and we had fun. Let's see, fitness and health. So I told you about my low iron and how I will be improving that. And, you know, you could consider the blood test or really just maybe look into if you're feeling a certain way, like, why, what's going on. Let's get to the bottom of it and let's not just slap something over it as a relief, you know, even though, like, I'm not 100% opposed to medication, but if you could really figure out the core of what's bothering you and what's going on. And I'm actually really shocked how low my endurance level was, and I need to get that up because I want to be in the best shape of my life today and tomorrow. So I might need to lower my bread intake on that one just for the mere fact that it really affects my stomach area, my core, if I go over a certain amount. So I really need to start tracking again. And then as far as fitness goes, the way that I've been doing it now is 3 days a week I'm lifting weights and 3 days a week I am training jujitsu. So those are my goals. That is kind of the realm I'm in. And as far as lifting weights and strength training, I will be lifting heavy again. I've taken off about 2 to 3 weeks of, like, really heavy lifting. So I will be starting next week, and I'll probably have to split because I was lifting heavy like 5 days a week and training jujitsu 5 to 6 days a week. And that was and has proven to be not a recipe for disaster, because I don't think that's the term, but that's just not going to be sustainable for my life for the season that I'm in. I am sure there are women that can do that and they are phenomenal at it and they don't feel stretched too thin. But as for me and my house, I know I need to slow down just a little bit. And I will be lifting probably, like, the way I'll split it is probably upper, lower, upper, and then the next week, lower, upper, lower. So each week I'll flop from having two leg days or lower body days to, you know, one upper. And I'll just kind of split it like that. And then most likely I will keep a journal about weights and what I'm adding on and really switching it back to that. And and the other days that I go to the gym, I might just sit in the sauna and then work on the show. So I have a little bit of extra time to spend on this passion project that I have. And then as far as jujitsu, yeah, my goal is three trainings a week. If I hit four, great. If not, it is a very taxing endeavor, and I absolutely love it. And I've also been learning about jiu-jitsu in a way that I never thought. I really think that it's something that I can explain to you and I can share my experience with you. But if you ever decide to try it, which I think all moms should, but your experience and the way you see it and the way you actually train will be different. And I think that there needs to be more people who practice jiu-jitsu who are accepting of that. Like, so for example, let me give you an example. No one can tell you really, you know, you can go to church and listen to the preacher preach and you can listen to the sermon, but no one can really tell you who God is except, you know, your own personal relationship with him. God will reveal himself to you. And when you seek him and you're trying to find him, and you will find things that are just between you and him, right? And it's just like amazing. And then of course, like, there's all these other confirmations and things that we can take into consideration. And, but really, like, no one can tell me, like, no one could tell me that God doesn't exist or that Jesus hasn't been a part of my life. Like, no one can seriously tell me that, because I've had experience and he has spoken to me, and I know that he loves me, and I know he loves my family, and I know that he loves you, and no one can take that away. Like, I don't care who you are. You can be the smartest person in the world and it's not going to change my mind. So that's kind of how I feel about jiu-jitsu now. Like, you can listen to a professor, no matter who it is. A professor is someone who's a black belt or higher. You can listen to someone who's been training for 2 or 3 years or 4 years and competing or this and that. And yes, I think there's golden nuggets in everything. But I don't believe every single thing will apply to you the way somebody sees it or trains it. And that's the same with weightlifting. It's, you know, you might go in there and really not want to lift heavy at all. That might be really hard for you. And you might just have to cross that threshold and find it within yourself to do those three sets, you know, heavy. And it might, you might not enjoy it, but you might understand that you should do it. Or, you know, it might be like an inner battle type thing, but you've got to find it within yourself and you've got to really just do what is best for you in this season that God has you in for your relationship with the Lord and your relationship with your spouse and your children. And no one else can do that but you. And I believe, like, that is what jiu-jitsu is showing me. Like, it's going to be what I make it, and it's got to be in the right place. And that's honestly with everything else outside of my walk with the Lord and my family. And this is the update. So I am going to go back to working on my iron, and I will be in the gym tomorrow with my family. It's Saturday. Sometimes I don't go, and I will stay home, make some bread, clean the house up, just play with the baby, and the baby and I stay here. But I did not go to the gym today, so I will be doing that tomorrow. And I hope this episode has encouraged you to maybe consider what you can maybe remove, even just for the summer, from your life, from your schedule, and just feel better in your body, in your movement, in your time with the Lord, or making more time for God. I know I need that. I know I need more dates with my husband and dates one-on-one with my kids. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. And if you think to pray for the show, I would be absolutely honored if you would just pray for Reps and Redemption and the direction of this show for the following rest of the year. And if you have any ideas or any suggestions, please feel free to reach out. Trust me, I can take it. All right, then, until next time. If this episode inspired you, will you share with a friend? Remember, this podcast offers health education tips and holistic insights. Please consult healthcare professionals for personalized advice. Until next time, Mama, be bold and live well.